Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tech Connect podcast. I'm John Martin.
And I'm Dean Reverman.
We are back. It's a new year.
Yes.
We put 2020 behind us.
Yes.
2021 kind of off to a rocky start.
Well,
we kind of expected that.
We don't care. It's not 2020.
Exactly. It's not 2020 anymore. But hey, we have a new season coming up. So we wanted to take a quick moment to tell you a little bit about some of our plans that are coming up. Get you involved. It is time for you to get involved in this podcast.
Absolutely.
So it is time for us to briefly plug in and get connected.
Welcome to the Tech Connect podcast. It's time to get connected.
All right, so yes, we are back. We have a new season that we are having the works. We were excited to get back in the studio, so we wanted to come in here today and talk a little bit about what some of our plans are, what's coming up. First of all,
tease a little bit.
Teaser. Exactly. Yeah. A teaser. That's as they call it in the biz.
Yes, in the biz.
The podcast biz or something. We're professionals here. So, first of all, we want to thank our founding members. Elo, Epson, Honeywell, Zebra, thank you so much again for sponsoring us and for supporting us this year. We could not do it without you. We definitely appreciate it. All of those folks I mentioned are going to contribute some help for us, some guests, some great people that are going to be speaking with us this year, same as we did last year. But, you know, I kind of want to take a moment to talk a little bit about some of our plans. We spent some time. We last recorded, I think, early December maybe is when we did our last couple episodes. So we've spent most of the last month and a half or so, you know, talking about what we were going to do this year, trying to figure out what our plans were.
Well, wait a minute. First, we took a little bit of a vacation. You know,
we
got that holiday break in there.
That's true.
Man, we can't work ourselves to the bone, you know, every single day.
We actually took some, we even let Marco take time off, our producer Marco.
Which is insane.
I don't know why.
No, we shouldn't have done that.
But for some reason, we let him have some time off.
His beard is even longer now.
That's right.
He's even more curmudgeoned now when he comes in.
Exactly. Did you enjoy your holiday season, though?
I did. Yeah. It was different. It was totally different, you know, and I can't say that I ever want to do that again, meaning, you know, our Christmas, our Thanksgiving, really the whole thing. Just different. Yeah. Really, really weird.
I have to think we're not doing that again next year. I hope not. Again, something's gone horribly wrong if we do. But, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to get poked whenever. My wife has already got her vaccination.
Oh, really?
She's in healthcare.
There you go. You know, good.
Administrative type healthcare. She got hers already. I'm a little jealous, but you know, we'll get there sooner or later.
And, absolutely,
and hopefully it, you know, does enough of the trick, at least for us to kind of get to some normalcy. You know, I know we've talked about this. We're probably still a good, who knows how long away from normalcy as we know it, and it may never be exactly the same. But you know, there's a path in front of us now. 2021 feels like at least where things are steadily going to get better as we move along.
It's in the rearview mirror
for
some degree. But, you know, hey, it gave me an appreciation for that which I missed. I mean, you know, I haven't seen family members. We did the right thing or whatever. We stayed away from people and stuff like that. So it was hard. It's difficult. But, you know, and I was reading an article and I was telling some folks, you know, now I understand why the roaring 20s happened. Because that came out of after the last pandemic. It's like all this pent up people wanting to see people.
It was post prohibition too, wasn't it?
You know, okay, throw a little bit of that in there too.
That
but
probably
man,
helped too.
Just boom.
We've been locked up and we couldn't drink. You know, I don't know if those things actually were concurrent at all. But
so we're gonna party for a decade. Yeah, you know, after this,
I can get that. I can get behind that. This could be our new roaring 20s. That would be kind of fun. I'm not a hugger at all. I mean, you know, like my closest friends. Fine, but like I will admit, like, you know, there's something that sounds satisfying to be able to hug somebody that you haven't been able to hug for, you know, forever. I was talking to a friend of mine by text a couple weeks back, and like I don't think we've seen each other probably even for more than the last year, because we hadn't seen each other for a while before that, and he has a fiance that I have literally not even met yet at this point. And we were kind of chatting, like, man, like I hope we get a chance to go to a Reds game together this year. He says, I can't wait for us to just sit there together, and like you can meet Beth, and we can sit there and have a nice cold beer together and just enjoy the cool breeze and the sounds of the game. And like just the sound of that to my ears, just reading that, I'm like,
Like, that sounds great.
Like it was, that was, it was just such, so titillating. I was just to hear that, like, man, just that something that I have not even experienced in so long just sounds so amazing. I can't wait.
And I can tell you that we're not there going down the game path because the one thing I did do over the break as an alumni of the University of Cincinnati, I felt obligated to go down to the Peach Bowl.
Right.
Because the Bearcats were there. And so my, and it's something that my son and I would normally do. You know, we've been to a couple bowl games. We've had that pleasure, but I'm telling you, that was not the same.
I'll
we were so looking forward to it. It's just a drive down to Atlanta, which is whatever, 7 hours, get down there, and the place is a ghost town. I mean, a ghost town. They've got the whole Olympic Park, you know, that big thing down there, completely shut down. We've been to other bowl games where they usually have fan activities outside and lots, just a lot of buzz around it. All that was shut down.
Yeah.
So nothing was happening. So we get down there. It's like nothing. Oh, we just went out to dinner and slept and then woke up the next day and walked into the stadium. And that is even weird because, you know, it's like 1/8 the capacity.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in there. Of course, we were way up in the nosebleeds, but it's like we couldn't have a conversation with anybody else because nobody was close enough to us. It's like, hey, what are you doing down there?
That energy has to be so, like,
totally
so
different.
Absent.
So absent. I mean, we enjoyed it. We had a good time, all that kind of good stuff. But it was really just, well, me, my son, and my middle daughter that went down. And it was just different. It's just different. So I think we're all done with the differentness of this,
I think
right?
So, yes, very much. And I know, again, we are talking prematurely, and you know, I can't imagine things aren't still gonna be a little weird for a while. You know,
they will be. We'll get there.
We're ways off, but at least, you know, again, there's some light at the end of that tunnel. I think we can feel a little more comfortable heading into this year. About, you know, I think we'll feel better at the end of 2021 than we did at the end of 2020. I hope so.
I hope so. I hope so. But we're not gonna spend a lot of time talking about that.
Exactly.
We got new stuff to talk
we
about.
We do. So, you know, first I want to talk about, we've got kind of a, not a new plan for the show, but like something we're wanting to do a little differently as far as, you know, we're still gonna keep the same kind of mix of content and special guests and talking about what's happening in the, you know, the reseller channel, the kind of technology that's out there, touch on various industries. But we also kind of wanted to hear from some of our partners a little bit more. And not just some of our vendor partners or, you know, the occasional software here. You know, we really want to put some focus on our reseller partners. As well as some of the software companies that we work with pretty regularly. So we plan on having some regular episodes where we bring in one of our reseller partners, have them talk a little bit about like their experience in the channel. This is still going to be an informative thing, not just them talking all about themselves, but like, you know, what was their experience? What do they understand and know about the channel? How do they, you know, how do they work with customers? What have they learned over the years? What's worked for them? What isn't working for them? We want to bring in some of our software friends to tell us about some of the cool technologies that they work on a regular basis. There's a lot of cool ones out there that just get into an interesting niche that, you know, maybe not a lot of people were exploring, and they found something that works for them. So we want to talk about how they got there, what worked for them, what their recommendations are for our reseller friends about how to approach this type of market. And, you know, maybe also a little bit of what they have to offer if someone's looking for a partner out there. And that kind of reminds me, since I'm talking about the software companies, you know, that's a big part of our Tech Connect program at Blue Star. And, you know, we don't spend a lot of time selling Blue Star on here. We want this to be educational and informative, but tell us a little bit, you know, tell our listeners a little bit about our Tech Connect program and what it does, and kind of how this podcast grew out of that.
And because it's important, you know, in not to get granular in the Tech Connect program, but in essence, it's there. It was built so that we can formalize our relationship with software companies out there and show them a path towards developing business within a channel. Now, as it relates to this audience and the way that we're going to leverage it more moving forward, you know, we are tapping into Blue Star has a whole initiative, and I'm not going to get into the secret sauce because I know some of our competition is listening to this potentially, but we have a secret sauce where we have a whole mechanism behind the scenes that our listeners and our viewers probably don't realize that we have, where we are actively going out and seeking who some of these innovative software companies are, because we understand that in order for all of us to succeed, you know, what our channel looks like in 2, 5, 10, 20 years, it's going to look different than what it looks like right now. What a reseller looks like in 2, 5, 10, 20 years might look a little bit different. Certainly the technologies that they're delivering to end users is going to look a little bit different. So how do we help enable our customers? Well, one of the ways is through our Tech Connect program, because we are actively going out there trying to find those innovative software companies that are on the cutting edge, that are doing some really unique things. We're trying to teach them how to make a channel play, how they can grow their business through our ecosystem. ecosystem, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And it's all around trying to build people. Everybody grows. All ships rise, you know, when we have this kind of understanding. So that's definitely what we're trying to build with the Tech Connect program. And what we're going to try to do a little bit more on this podcast here is we want to bring some of those innovative folks, because I can remember I was a reseller, and one of the hardest things to do is to vet. You know, you're in your groove, you know what you're doing, and every year, every company goes through the exercise of, oh, hey, what are we going to do next, different next year? Are we going to do anything? Are we missing out on opportunities? What are they? And so somebody's usually tasked with going out and, you know, hey, let's investigate this, let's investigate that. Well, what we're trying to do is bring the knowledge that we have to really kind of help expedite that for some of our partners. Right. I mean, you just got to listen this year, because we're going to bring some of these unique people into play, and some of them might miss the mark for you. Okay, maybe you're not interested at all getting into blockchain. Got it, you know.
Right.
But maybe you are interested in facial recognition, which is going to be one of the ones we have coming up here. There's a lot going on around that type of technology and how companies are starting to use it to reopen the economy. Not yes, but also being used for other ways that are very unique. So anyway, we're just trying to tap people into that, and I'm excited to bring some of those folks here onto this program so that we can educate the masses.
That's
on
right.
That stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. You know, and we talk about this a lot too, that we love the kind of cool new tech that people don't talk about as much, or there's a little more cutting edge. Mm-hmm. And I know some of these companies that we're going to be talking to and bringing in are on, you know, the facial recognition, for example. Mm-hmm. One of those things I feel like we've discussed a few times on the show. Mm-hmm. We've touched on a couple of those topics, and when we usually talk about the what's the potential dark side of this, you know, mm-hmm. like we throw a Minority Report, our unofficial movie of the Tech Connect
and it
podcast.
Will remain that, but anyway,
right, right, exactly. And we've thought about like, hey, how does that relate to facial recognition and advertising?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're going to bring in some folks that will tell us a little bit different angle on how important it is. But yes, you're right, and I think too from that reseller perspective and from my sales experience, I can imagine if you're thinking to yourself, all right, I've got a customer that wants to do a certain type of project and they're asking for this component that I don't sell and it's not in my wheelhouse.
Right.
I need a partner for that.
Yep.
And going to Google and just looking at something up, like,
oh, dude, it's impossible.
You're going to get, so for one thing, you're going to get millions of hits. And if you just pick one,
it's hard to vet.
You don't know if it's going to be someone that works well within the channel that really, you know, understands what you're trying to do. So that's kind of
I was that guy. I did
do.
That. Well, like when the company I previously was with, when we decided to get into digital signage, that was before they even called it digital signage. It was called narrowcasting back then. That's how, you know, early on it was. Even then, you know, just a Google search on narrowcasting, there were, you know, at that time, even hundreds of software. So it's like, well, how do you go through? How do you vet this stuff? That's what I'm hoping people realize is the value of Tech Connect program that we have, and what this program is going to bring is kind of that vetted look. You know, we have a whole mechanism behind the scenes right now combing through that. We've got a very large marketing department. We've got some tool sets that we have in place, some of our own internal AI that we've developed to comb through these folks and figure out who are the ones that we have the most opportunity in the world that we live in. And that's who the type of people that we're going to be bringing to this program and are a part of our Tech Connect program. So anyway, you get that kind of distilled view already. And so we're hoping it's really impactful, those folks that we bring to you.
Definitely.
You know, back to what you were saying also about the resellers and why we would bring resellers on board to be a part of this program. And it's not to, I firmly believe, because when I throw that hat on, when I talk about when I was a reseller before, resellers learn from other resellers. And so we're going to try to bring some innovative resellers on here. Not that we're trying to unlock their secret sauce and make their competition understand what they're trying to do. Nothing like that. But what we are trying to do and what we will try to do is try to expose people to what other resellers are doing. You know, how are they making a living? Are they pivoting, or what have they done that's a little bit different than maybe what their core was, and they're starting to see some growth out of it.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, that's impactful for people to be able to do.
Definitely. All right. So folks, you're never going to unlock the 7 herbs and spices that are part of the Tech Connect secret sauce, spice, packet, whatever it is.
Can't. Yeah.
We can't do it.
No, can't do it.
It's locked away in a vault somewhere. Only like 3 people have the key, and all 3 of them have to get together at the same time and turn the key at once. that's how you get to the heart of Tech Connect.
Oh, man.
Anyway, on that note, So yes, so definitely stay tuned for that. And
yep.
And hey, if you want to know more about TechConnect now, you can visit TechConnect.com.
Yep, TechConnect.com, okay. Absolutely.
Check it out, and and you can learn more about it. You're also welcome to reach out to us, and we are embedded in TechConnect, so we will obviously be able to help you out there too. We'll tell you in a moment a little bit more about how you can reach us in particular.
Yep.
So, I also want to hit on just a few of the topics we're going to get into, because I want you to start thinking about the topics that we've got coming. And more importantly, we're going to have a little ask of you as it relates to our topics on the show. So here's some things we didn't get to last year that we had on the docket and kind of wanted to. 5G.
Yep.
What does 5G mean? What's that raw going to look like? How's it going to impact our channel? Because I imagine it's going to be pretty big for a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Heck, I got to figure that stuff out. What the heck is 5G? I mean, I know what it is. Yeah,
that's why we bring experts on the show, so they can tell us, and we just look smart as if we knew something about it. We nod and go, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's how podcasting works, folks. It's just bringing on other people who are smarter than you and make you look smarter by comparison.
Tee them up. That's right.
Oh, man, I just gave away one of the herbs.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Well, you're not getting the other six.
No. Government. We're going to talk a little bit about, technology, the government space, how to approach maybe, working with government entities.
Yeah. And what's important there, real quick, on the government side, because I think a lot of people think federal, right. Oh, it's this big thing, federal. Government's all the way down to the local level. So there's a lot of opportunities there that I think
I can tell you from
my
experience on the marketing side of things.
Oh, yes.
They are hungry for solutions. They are hungry for technology. They are hungry for new ways to approach what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we do a marketing campaign that is related to especially state and local government and even more so in first responders, which is another topic we want to spend some time on probably this year, those campaigns are almost always a big hit, and you get a lot of people that are like, yes, I totally want to learn more about this.
Can I do a spoiler alert?
Okay, go for
it. Okay, well, because if you're looking for a way to get to a battalion chief with a particular solution, they might be a really good audience to go after because they're really responsive to good, innovative technology solutions that are going to help their fire department.
Exactly.
But anyway, just a little tease. Yep.
Did we just give away another spice?
No.
All right. What else? Long-term care. Just because it's became such important thing during the pandemic and how nursing homes work and assisted living facilities and all the concern that came up from there. And a big part of what can potentially help out and keep people safe, regardless of whether we're in a pandemic or not, is some new technologies have come out around, working with elderly people where they are and not having to have them running in and out and going to the doctors all the time or taking visits to the hospital. There's some cool technology around that I'd love for us to touch on. The world of security, networking, we really didn't dive into that very much. More marketing tools, we're going to have James Cordy back probably a half dozen times again this year to talk about cool marketing tools and his ideas for marketing.
Yep.
Because if nothing else, it changes every year.
It does.
Every time you think you know everything there is to know about marketing, there's a new way to do it that you find. And we've changed a lot just in the past year, probably since the last few times that he's been on. Some new stuff we want to talk to you guys about.
Well, and it's really important, that whole idea of marketing, because yet again, here we find ourselves in yet another dramatic situation. Whether it's the Great Recession that happened prior to that, or, you name it, there are companies that pucker up and they don't spend any money on marketing and they fade away.
Yep.
There are companies that understand the value of marketing and continue to invest in it. And that's where we're at right now, because eventually we will come out of this, and we want to make sure that people are positioned well enough from a marketing perspective to be in the right position, being able to communicate using the tool sets. Some of them might get granular, but I'm telling you, folks, it's good information that even if you don't practice it, you should know about it. You should know what these tools are, how people are using these things, because some of them aren't as hard as you think they are to do, but they can be extremely effective.
Yeah, exactly.
In going after audiences.
Yeah, those are the podcasts to bookmark for yourself.
Even
if you don't necessarily feel like it's super relevant for you for the moment, tuck it away somewhere, hide the link somewhere, and come back to it when you're ready to do those kind of things.
Yep.
We also are going to revisit some of our topics from last year that were either popular or ones that have had some movement and change.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis was one of our most popular episodes.
Yep.
And in the last election cycle, several more states added on legalization for marijuana and for cannabis. So there's no reason not to talk about that probably again at some point.
Yep.
Healthcare tech. I mean, I'm sure the folks in healthcare learned a lot in the last year, and I'm sure technology played a significant role in what they learned, what they were able to do, and what they weren't able to do. I think it would be great for us to revisit that. Supply chain, super relevant right this moment.
Yeah.
I mean, every day you hear a new story about what's going on in the supply chain as it relates to vaccine distribution.
Now, let's take a quick sidebar there because, you know, well, there was some doom and gloom running into the holiday period that, man, the supply chain just wasn't going to be able to catch up. So right. out of the, let's just say out of the 10 presents that I purchased and everything, I think everything that we bought this year was online, which is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember going to a store and actually, maybe we bought a present or two. But anyway, let's just say out of the 10, I think only one or two of them were delayed or didn't make it on a timely basis. I'll say it was one out
right.
of 10.
Right.
And I was really impressed with that because we didn't really start buying until after Thanksgiving, you know, and it was just this whole thing where it's just, it's too much. People,
right.
the system's not going to be able to handle all these orders. Was it that bad for you, or was it about one in 10 for you, or a little worse?
Actually, I didn't have anything that didn't make it in time for Christmas, I don't think.
Okay, well, then that's awesome.
But I did have, like, several that, like, it was the kind of thing where they sent me a notice saying, this might be delayed, mm-hmm. and the window was anywhere between, like, you know, the 20th and the end of the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
And yet every single one of them still managed to actually, like, I had a couple of things that literally showed up on Christmas Eve, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, yeah, like, I think it felt like the companies were hedging their bets,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't overpromising. They weren't right. suggesting, like, look, we know we're going to get everything.
We better tell everybody we're, you know,
right.
If you get it in January,
they hedged their bets and yet still made every effort to do it. And
they clearly did because the other thing that I learned is that it's still that last mile is highly inefficient because I can't name the amount of times where we would have four different trucks pulled up to our house delivering from Amazon, you know, but it was an independent person. It was somebody in the Amazon truck. And I feel bad because, you know, I'm like, oh man, this doesn't feel efficient. It's not good for the environment, but whatever, clearly we're not uber efficient on delivering that. Couldn't they all just figure out, hey, we're going to Dean's house.
Right.
So put Dean's pile over here.
Yep.
And then we'll just make that truck go out at like 6 o'clock at night.
That
but anyway,
would make the most sense. Yeah.
That would make the most sense, but clearly we're not there. But I was pleasantly surprised at how well the supply chain held up.
Well, and to another point there also that you mentioned of the, you know, the different types of trucks that were showing up. I also noticed that there were plenty of times where there was something that did tell me it was going to be delayed, never got updated, and suddenly the package was on my porch.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, I guess I did get this.
Some of the communication
exactly. And you know, go back, we had our last mile delivery episode with Terry Miller from ShipTrack a few months back. He talked a lot about that. That is a topic I think we probably will end up hitting up again at some point this year as well, because it's vitally important. People are still going to be doing it. A lot of people liked what happened, regardless of whether you get to go back to stores or not. I don't see people changing too much of their habits around that.
You know, probably
I think a lot of people are going to are going to think to themselves, hey, I liked this. You know, this was very convenient. This was easy. And it worked out very well in my favor. I'm just going to keep doing this.
Yes and no. I missed going and walking into a store and being able to just kind of browse. We did that. But normally my daughter and I would go out and do that. We didn't do it this year.
Probably more selective and targeted than usual.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Not just going to the mall and hanging out for
exactly.
a few hours.
Yeah. Discretionary spending might have been a little lower in the Riverman household. I did stress test the system inadvertently. So I ordered one, like a little bracelet for my wife. Actually, it was a part of our anniversary, and it was on like one of those Etsy sites where you don't really know where it's coming from, but I went ahead and purchased it anyway and didn't really think a lot about it. It didn't tell you how long it was going to be, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't until I went all the way through the purchasing process that I realized I just ordered something from London, England. So it had to come all the way across the pond, but I could still see the tracking. It was United. It was the Postal Service tracking, which was kind of unique in the sense that's different. They do it differently than FedEx and UPS does. But anyway, yeah, it sat in like one of their Chicago, what do they call that? Anyway, international hubs where they bring in products from customs.
Right.
It sat in customs for like 2 weeks.
Yikes.
So it was a little late getting to me, but hey. You know, I got it, you know.
Well, hopefully, road, like a vaccine shipment didn't get pushed aside so you could have something sent over
to you. God, I hope not. That would be really bad.
I would hope that all of us would be like, yeah, I'm okay with getting that a few days late if it means, you know. Like,
I would have been totally putting
something
me in
much
there.
More important.
Absolutely.
Is making its way around the country.
Santa could have been delayed for 2 weeks. We got to get the vaccine out. It doesn't matter.
That'd be something I could tell my kid, like, look, Santa's not coming tonight. He's delivering vaccines first.
Yes.
And then he'll be here. Good thing this year he still was just kind of starting to get the whole Christmas and Santa thing anyway. So he probably would have been like, oh, okay, whatever, you know, like, would have been a big deal to him.
No big deal.
All right, so I want to wrap up by saying we do have a couple episodes that are in the works already that we're going to record soon and launching by the end of this month. The plan is before the end of January, we will have our first official episode out for this new season. You know, this one's just more or less just to tell you what's going on. But we are going to be doing one on facial recognition, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. We have a company, CyberLink, that will be with us to chat a little bit about that. And then we're also going to spend a little time with one of our vendor partners to talk about deep selling, this idea of how to how to dig into accounts and not just sell on the surface of what you think they want or what they ask you for, but figure out how to dive in a little bit further, uncover needs, and learn a little bit more about them. It's something that was always important to me when I was in sales, and I did a lot of training and thought about it. You know, I was never going to pretend I'm that great at sales, but it's something I always appreciated because I think it's so important to be able to dig in. So those are two topics that are coming up on the horizon.
Absolutely. Of many.
Right. Of many. But hey, here's our challenge for you, though.
Absolutely.
We gave it to you
last year. Throw down the gauntlet,
year.
John.
We did it last year. We're going to do it again, and I want some feedback this time.
Yeah.
What do you want from the show? What kind of topics do you want us to cover? What do you want us to explore? What do you want to hear more about? What's something we've missed that you think would be beneficial? Mm-hmm. Where are you struggling? What do you know? What is your niche that you want to learn more about? You got to tell us. So you can find us. Find us on Twitter at TechConnectPod. You can email us TechConnect@BlueStarInc.com. Please tell us what you want. All right, let's wrap up. We're kind of going to do a little bit of our recurring segment, our Tech Connecting segment. I wanted to ask on the what's Tech Connecting with you, but instead of like whatever randomly that you've got, did you get any cool tech for Christmas? We're tech guys. We all had to have gotten something, right?
My cool tech isn't as cool as Marco's cool
tech. Let's hear Marco's first. What was your cool tech?
He got, go ahead. He's blowing up his mic. He got one of those PlayStation thingamabobs.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't get one of those. Yeah. Did you go VR, by the way? Do you have an Oculus in your house yet? Why not? Why not?
It's expensive.
True.
I thought, not as expensive as a PS4.
Well, I mean, even the PS4 is not up to date.
$200, something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's where the Oculus are. Anyway. We'll get you in there.
Oh, well, if you're volunteering.
No, I'm not volunteering, but I need somebody to like guinea pig it and then tell me if it's worth getting into.
So in other words, Marco needed his time off so that he could play games.
Yes.
Basically.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, which I get. Yeah. I can't wait until my son's a little bit older and gets into the gaming so I can splurge on one of these new systems.
You're going to be that dad.
For him, yeah.
Yeah.
And
then
we can play alongside each other. Or he'll probably be like, Dad, get lost. Like
he will not be in. He'll either, it's highly unlikely that he'll be involved in gaming quite the way that you are.
Yeah, I know. So, and I'm not really anymore. It's just it. But I'd love to try out some of these new systems. I just can't justify it for something that I don't have the kind of time.
Yeah.
What about you, Dean? What cool tech did you get?
Well, so Santa brought a drone. But brought two different drones.
Okay.
So we got just the normal drone that everybody, it's a little one, not a very big one, whatever, with the remote control and stuff like that, which is cool. And we were outside using that. But the one that got the most fun, if you will, is this little itty bitty. It's a disc, but it's a drone. It's covered in all the way around 360 degrees because there is no controller to this. There is no, controller. What you do is you throw it up in the air and it has sensors on it. And so you kind of put your hand in front of it. And if you move your hand, gesture your hand forward, it'll start moving in that direction. And then it just floats across the room. So the idea is that you do it with another person. So you start the drone, you kind of toss it by pushing it. It's sensing that you're kind of pushing it. You push it across the room, and then the person across the room catches it by halting it. The sensors kind of slows it down, and then they push it back to you. It's really kind of cool.
Huh.
So it's this whole, it's a drone. It's just this little thing, flying around with sensors on it, but it's. It was the life of the party, if you will, of our household of five as we were in our cave for days on end.
That's
we throw
neat.
This thing up and start zzz, throwing it around. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I'm telling you, drones are going to rule the world someday. I mean, if I got one in my house that I'm just pushing around with sensors and stuff like that.
I hate to think that we're going to have that day where we all walk outside and all you hear is this buzz of...
Well, as long as it's delivering something for you, I guess, you know,
but I don't
in
know.
An economical and environmentally friendly way, I don't. You know.
We're all gonna be escaping to the woods to like have quiet, and then a drone's gonna fly in and deliver something to us there. Yeah, we'll see.
But it is pretty cool.
Maybe somebody will probably come up with a silent drone.
There's a couple times where I just sat back and I'm like, wow, there is so much technology put into that little disc.
Oh yeah,
you know, and if you do a certain hand gesture. You can play with it too. If you do it, if you cup it on both sides, you don't actually hold it, but if you put your hands on both sides of it, it'll do a flip.
Like spin. Gotcha. Yeah.
That's cool. The indicator. Oh, you want me to do a flip. So it goes zzz, and it'll do a flip.
I could see a lot of like future practical uses for that as that technology would evolve. You know, like, mm-hmm. for some reason filmmaking popped into my mind. Like imagine like being able to have kind of like rather than having a steady cam, maybe you're carrying around with you or something, like having something that you could just gesture and move it where you need to go. Like.
Right. Well, okay, so the other drone. Do you have a drone yet, Marco? Okay, because I know that was on your Christmas list too. But apparently, I mean, the drone we got, which it's like a $60 drone. But it has an app. And then on the app, you can do gestures and it'll fly based on those gestures.
Right.
So, yeah, we're kind of already kind of getting there.
Yeah.
Even
cool.
even that, with that. I don't know.
I can
know.
Dig that.
So that was the cool tech that was bumping around our house. Nice. What about you?
I had a couple of things. One, very simplistic, but was still very much appreciated, was one of those bedside stations for charging stuff.
Oh, yes.
So it's like it's ironically for the three things that are always on me, which is my watch, my AirPods, and my phone. So I can put my phone on there to wirelessly charge. It's got a little space that for the watch that like automatically like magnetizes to it and charges it, and then a little plug-in spot for the AirPods as well. I love it because every night it's like I don't have to think about charging that stuff during the day at any time anymore unless
Brilliant.
I'm heavily using it.
Yeah.
But every night I can just plug it all right there, and it's right there waiting for me in the morning to quickly stuck back in my pockets and start my day off again.
So, I like it.
Very simple, but I love it. I also got a Sonos One.
Ah, and?
I'm pretty impressed with it so far. Like, I really was wanting something more for my television than anything.
Ooh.
But I did end up finding out.
If you pair it with another one, maybe.
Well, I've got it paired with my Apple TV.
Okay.
And it actually does work. Like, it's not the full surround sound
yeah,
stuff, obviously.
Right.
But it's a better sound than my television is
yes.
at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, at first I thought, like, oh, I was only going to be able to use this, like, for music and podcasts. And I do love it for that because it sounds amazing, even just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I did pair it up with the Apple TV so that now if I'm watching Netflix or any of those apps or whatever, like, it will play through that, and it has a little bit of a deeper, richer sound than what I was getting before. So
yeah, if you're going to do it on your TV, you probably do need to go stereo.
I will probably end up getting more, maybe a sound bar or something too at some point. But this was a good
so you
start.
Look like an idiot walking around the room waving your phone and tuning your speaker. I still think that's pretty cool.
My wife just watched me like shaking her head. My son, I think, was eating at the table and going like, "Daddy, what are you doing?
What are you doing?" And
the
this
dog
weird
like,
sound is.
You can tell the dog was like, "What is this? What kind of fresh hell have they unleashed in this house?" You know, so yeah, it was a good time had by all.
Good times.
Before we finish, I do want to take a quick moment and do a little spoiler alert here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We talked a lot about Star Wars at the end of last year. We had a whole episode literally about Star Wars.
Yes.
And a lot of fun. And at the time when we recorded that and after it came out, The Mandalorian finished up its second season, an astonishing second season. So I wanted to briefly talk about our thoughts at the end of that season.
Yeah.
All the new content.
Can't let that one go. Yeah.
It's been out there too. So, I mean, I still love this show. I may have said during that episode that I honestly feel like this show has made me excited about Star Wars again in a way I haven't felt probably since I was much younger.
If I see one more meme that like, you know, the shows that they're doing now are so much better than some of the movies that they've done. I mean, it's just like it's reinvigorated Star Wars.
It has.
It really has.
Love it. Again, spoiler alerts. I loved how the season ended. Even though I remember in our podcast talking about how I'm kind of done with all things Skywalker.
Yeah.
No lie, when he walks in at the end of that episode, you cannot not get chills.
Wait a minute,
down
he
your
didn't
back.
Just walk in.
Well,
he walked in like a badass and
true.
Just destroyed.
Yeah.
What are those drones that he killed? The dark troopers.
Yeah.
Just made mincemeat out of these guys.
That was such a great moment. Such a good series.
You know what I did after I watched that? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
I went back to when Darth. What was it at the end of? Rogue
oh,
One.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When there he was intentional symmetry there.
Well, I went back and watched, and I'm like, yes, I see what John means now, because I know that was like, really impactful. And like, yes, they were very symmetrical.
Yeah, that was, I think there was intentional. Well, and then the other big news, you know, without riffing too far on Mando here, that it was announced, I think, not too long after we recorded that podcast, that there was going to be a ridiculous amount of new Star Wars content on the horizon.
Like crazy.
Disney put out a release of, like, I think, 11 or 12 new series.
Like the press release went on for pages, because they had all this stuff.
Through. There's an Obi-Wan Kenobi series coming soon. Ahsoka, the character I mentioned, is one of my favorite characters who did appear in Mandalorian and was probably my favorite episode of the series so far.
Yep.
They're spinning her off in her own series set during that same time. Rangers of the New Republic, which will also take place during that time.
Mm-hmm.
A show about Cassian Andor from Rogue One. Some new animated stuff, The Bad Batch and Visions. I'm seeing something here even about potentially a Lando show, which was not officially announced as part of that grouping, I don't think.
No, right.
But I think there's plans for maybe Donald Glover to play him again like he did in Solo.
Mm-hmm.
A series called The Acolyte, which has not had too much info about that. I think it's going to be years before the Star Wars we know. Two new movies, Rogue Squadron by Patty Jenkins, the director of the Wonder Woman films, and a film from Taika Waititi, I think I mentioned in that other episode too, that other podcast we did, but without too much context about what that one's going to be about. But if you're a Star Wars fan, like, you've got to be happy with what you've been seeing from The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you didn't maybe like the latest batch of movies,
mm-hmm.
and you maybe your Star Wars was the original films, I feel like there's good, all this content that's coming out, there's going to be something for you.
Mm-hmm.
There should be something for everybody. And this fully jumps into that idea that I threw out there, of the idea of Star Wars as a place. You can tell a lot of different types of stories built in that universe, and I have a feeling that's what we have coming down there. Oh, and a Boba Fett series.
What do you think, Marco? Are you feeling good about this? Because I know that, you know, there's this whole, well, Disney's not doing it right. You know, they're totally messing up the brand and whatever.
I don't know.
But do we have faith that this is going to be good? That, you know,
I do.
We know Jon Favreau has captured lightning in a bottle.
Dave Filoni too, his co-producer.
Both those guys have figured it out.
Yeah.
The question is, can they either impart some of their wisdom to other people, like just as counsel or whatever, or is Disney going to let these other people have their own way with whatever show they're attached to?
Well, and that's just it. Like, because I'm a big fan of a lot of different voices, and I feel like if we look at what Disney has done with Marvel as the template, you know, and I don't want to necessarily compare the two, but clearly Star Wars is heading in that same direction of, like, a lot of content spread out in a lot of different directions that weaves in and out of one another. And I have had no complaints about what they've done with Marvel so far. I know there's been some stuff that's been better than others, and some people might say it's too much. But I do feel like they have a vision, and along with that vision, they are willing to bring in some very creative people who have slightly off-kilter views and let them run wild and have fun with it too. And I hope that's the plan here, is, like, that we have some... we have some vision, we have some direction, and I think Favreau and Filoni are probably two great shepherds. I think a lot of these new series that are coming up, they are going to be attached to in some way, whether it's just executive producing or maybe doing some writing and directing. But I love the idea. Taika Waititi, for instance, is one that he's a very interesting guy, has a very interesting sensibility about how he makes movies. The idea of him playing in the Star Wars universe sounds novel and different from anything we've seen before.
So you're going into it with kind of an open mind that, hey, there's going to be some exploration here.
Right.
You know,
and it may not all land.
And it may not all land, right.
We may. It's okay if you watch one and go, this isn't for me.
Right.
I like this other one that's more action-y and Jedi stuff or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it can be something for everybody. You may love
Star
all of it.
Star Wars is a
not.
Big world.
It is.
It's a big universe.
It is now, yeah. It's going to make some serious money over the years. I know we like, there's always this cry from people in pop culture and that love movies and television, like, why is there not more new original stuff? And trust me, I'm right there. I do love when something new and original that is not part of an existing property comes along and blows my socks off. But if we're not going to get enough of that, and if Hollywood's going to insist on constantly just churning out new versions of the same, you know, universe and stuff, if you've got smart, cool people doing it, I will still eat it up.
Yeah. That's funny, because Sam, you know, on our team, one of her first responses that I read when we started chatting it up as a team, she's just like, just take all my money now, Disney.
Yep. There's that Futurama meme, take my money. Exactly. So we are pretty pumped and excited about that. It's a good time to be a nerd.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll talk about that in 2021.
Yeah, let's be honest. We probably will.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Thanks again for your support of our show so we can talk about Star Wars. I promise there's a lot of other awesome content in between. We can do like, what, 50 episodes
absolutely
this year?
Yeah.
There'll be lots of good stuff. We will keep up the fun as well. We want to do that. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you are excited for the new season. We can't wait to get back into it. Like I said, I was pumped about getting back in here today.
Yes, absolutely.
I've had a good time off, but it was great to get back. So look for us soon. We got a couple episodes coming up. We plan on having one in the feed by the end of this month. And hey, if you haven't by now, tell a friend, share some info, go back and find an old episode maybe you loved or maybe one you missed. Tell somebody about it. Share it on your feeds. Mm-hmm. You know, we could use the audience, and we want to get people excited and interested in it again. So.
Absolutely.
So until next time, for Dean, I'm John. Stay connected.